It's Monday, January 3rd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last month, Aisha Massa, a Christian student at a medical college in Lahore, Pakistan, was forced to drop out after she experienced intense harassment from her Muslim classmates, reports International Christian Concern. Knowing that she was a Christian, she said, quote, "They started abusing me for allegedly insulting the Islamic textbooks by putting my backpack on the ground. I refuse this allegation as I did not put my backpack on the ground. However, none of them listened and they started beating me," end quote. Fearing she could be falsely accused of blasphemy by a Muslim classmate, Aisha dropped out of the medical college for her safety. In Pakistan, false accusations of blasphemy are widespread and have the potential to spark mob lynchings and vigilante murders. Matthew 10, verse 22 says, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Appearing on Sean Hannity's Fox TV show with guest host Pete Hegseth, Republican South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem offered advice to governors of other states, such as New York, New Jersey, and California, on how to handle COVID, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
The number one thing that people can do to slow down the spread of a virus, go wash your hands. And if you're sick, stay home. And if you're scared, stay home. But let the people that need to go out and make a living and get their kids educated, let them go do that, because that's really what needs to happen.